Father, we thank you once again for us able together to fly precious feet. Lord, we have come to learn more of you, to present ourselves unto you. Lord Jesus, we might realize that we have some difficulties in running this race. Lord, we cannot help. Your prophet said, the sayings of the people, that they that heaven help those that help themselves. He said it's not correct. He said, because if you can help yourself, you don't need the help of heaven. Because we are helpless, that is why we need the help of heaven. Lord Jesus, you know all about us. We just pray, oh God, that you will be our help. We can't help ourselves. We can't change ourselves. Lord, sufficient for us is to recognize our condition and then cry unto you. You are the only one that can walk upon us and make us to be what you want us to be. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Lord Jesus, in the course of preaching, sometimes corrections come. Your word says it's not palatable to the body. But they that believe it and exercise themselves thereby, they come out with a better test, for that is how you have ordained it to be. You know in our heart, we love everybody, Lord Jesus, but we have been made to know that love is corrective. Thank you, Father. Be with us again at this hour. May you bless our brother, the lady, sons. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let all the glory and honor be theirs. We remember the bride of Jesus Christ in all the nations of the world. We remember Brother Joseph Oyedepo Ibodadeomi at Bakatari. Lord, be with them, Lord. You use them as a channel of blessing to your people. For that is the purpose why you give the fivefold ministries. Thank you, our Master. May your name be praised, Lord. For granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. You can please be seated. Blessed be his holy name. Amen and amen. Brief greetings from Pastor Atere and his wife, Sister Ruth Adejiji, and Sister Chiamaka and Mr. Chiamaka Ogu, Brother Paul Adeumi, and Brother David Adeumi also, they all say greetings. I saw all of them. Praise be to God. God bless you for coming again today to the church. If you don't come, we can't preach to the benches. The grace of God that make you to believe the message of the hour is the same grace that make us to believe that message. And remember, like I used to say, don't have the idea that, you know, the minister will just start there and be yelling on you. No. What we do that God will consider sin? If the minister do it, it will be considered sin. So, as he's preaching to you, he's preaching to himself. Do you know the Bible called the word of God a two-edged sword? If you are hardly a two-edged sword last, you have to be very careful. To my friend caught, he told you, it will first of all caught you before you take it forward. That is why the scripture says, you that preaching thou shall not commit adultery. Are you guilty? And you think you shall escape the judgment of God. God is no respecter of persons. I don't care who you are. You know Moses. When Miriam spoke against Moses, you know what happened to her? God smote her with leprosy. He said, don't you fear God? The Bible says, if a prophet is risen, I will talk to them in visions, in this. He said, Moses, I talk lip to ear with him. Is it the one you are talking about like that? Why should he marry an Ethiopian? He said it wasn't Moses' doing. The prophet said it was God's doing. For Moses, God smote her with leprosy. Moses had to come and pray for her. Where do you know why the first mass burial took place? since the creation of God. Hello? It was God himself who dug the grave. Do you know why? They rose against Moses, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. God buried them alive for challenging his messenger. What do I want to bring up? This same Moses. God told him, speak to the rock once, and it will bring forth its water. And it will come to pass that whenever you need water, speak to the rock. Smite the rock once. Smite it once. Because the rock was Christ. Christ was to be crucified once, not the second time. That's why your character can crucify him the second time. Don't do it. Because they provoke him. Instead of speaking to the rock, he smote the rock. The rock brought water, all right. But God called him and said, come. I've been dealing with others because they challenge you. Now you have challenged you. Now you have no contract to what I ask you to do. I don't play with sin. I don't care who you are. You say you'll be decent. When Brother Brown told a lie, did God spare him? He didn't spare him. That's the God we serve. You know? He said, okay, you look at the land. He be turned on here, but only David. Go to the mountain and die because you disobey me. You spoil all the plan of the scriptures. You are saying that Jesus will be crucified several times. Whereas only one time. May God help us. And I have good news this morning for you too. That Sister Precious Dominion has just given birth to a baby boy. We are so grateful to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, that is the kind of news that we always like to hear. Well, be that we are immortal citizens, sometimes you can't help hearing the opposite. I think that's why Jesus said, rejoice with them that rejoice. And weep with them. Because he knew there must be occasion for weeping. But there is going to be an end to that. Amen. God bless you, church. We are happy to be called by God's children. So if the word of God corrects you, don't be offended. Children of God, we don't hate. But you see, God, who is the embodiment, God bless you, my brother, embodiment of love. He loves sinners, but he hates what? Sin. That's just what it is. So, don't expect me to praise you for beating your wife. I have to rebuke you. I can't praise you for that. You know, your old wife will be beating your wife in the presence of your children or your child or whatever. Do you know the kind of influence you are putting on that child? When Brother Abraham was preaching the message, influence, he said, parents, he said, be careful what you do at home. He said, you may not think your children are watching you. He said, but they are watching you. He said, they are watching you. He said, not only your children, your neighbors are watching you. Not only your neighbors, the church you attend. We are watching one another. Amen. We are watching one another. We see the way you live. Because the way a tree lives, that's how it falls. But Abraham said, he's not speaking in tongues, he's not shouting, he's not dancing in the spirit, he's not jumping. He said, all those things are fine. He said, but the most important thing is Christ dwelling in your soul. Because you can jump without Christ. Monkeys jump in the bush. They make a lot of noise. Amen. Amen. Nowadays, the latest fashion that is even in the world, I'm talking about the world, they sew this their gown, is sweeping ground. Not only sleeping girl, but half of their chest is not covered. But the garment is, the cloth is long enough to drag on the floor, but it's not enough to cover their chest. You see the devil? The very most delicate part of their body, they display it. And Jesus said, a man look at woman to lust after her. He has already committed the act. Jesus said, that is why, the prophet said, that is why I'm warning you. He said, because of the day of judgment, you'll be called to ask for adultery. You say, how did it happen? He said, you present yourself. The female body is different from the male body. And it's very, very attractive and tempting to male, especially if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost. Hello? May God help us. Your body is to be covered. You are made for one man as a woman. Some men say, well, women are too plenty. They job from this to this to this. Are you telling God that women are too plenty, therefore he should revise his commandment? Sometimes, so people talk, no wonder. The Bible says that some people that say there's no God, he says they are fools. How can you say there's no God? When everything you look at is God. The moon and the star, they doesn't come out in the day. It's God that told them, it is the night, your duty is required. You don't see sun shine in the night. It rises in the morning from the east, sets in the west, every day. That's why we keep saying, the prophet said, there is no big man. No. The only big man that I ever crossed this earth is Christ himself. Because he was God-man. He said, if you say you are a big man, just say, okay, because of my big manity, tomorrow, sun will not rise. Let's see whether your big manity will stop the rising of the sun. He said, carry a bucket of water, full it. He said, dip your hand and remove it and show where the hole is. He said, we are nothing. God can do without us, but we can't do without him. That is why we are asked to come, all of us to come, subject to his instructions. God bless you. Let's listen to this announcement. This is to remind the brethren of their contribution towards of a new generator. The contribution so far is 2,189,000 out of 6,000,000. God bless you. God bless you. Before we come to this birthday, we have visitors. Mrs. Aremu, Sister Okediro's mother. Wow, Mama, God bless you, ma. Good to see you. God bless you, ma. Yes, ma. We thank God for Mama's life. The enemy had wanted to take her, but God said no. Miss Zoe Meteu. God bless you, our sister. God bless you. We also have Miss Adeyeye Abosede. God bless you. You're welcome. They are from Holiness to Tabernacle, Oshobo Abi. God bless you. And we have Miss Blessing Dashe. Oh, God bless you, sister. We also have Sister Kolade Lily Ijebu Ude Church. God bless you, our sister. Praise be to God. Amen. We are all happy to have you around. Jesus have a table spread where the saints of God are called. I invite you to come and die. That is the table we are gathered around. We don't add by the grace of God, we don't surprise. And because the prophet had been told that the bride will have need of that food. It's a prepared food. And the prophet said to give a burger to a sheep. He said it will do him good. He said if you prepare tea steak for a sheep, he said it will do him good. He said there is sheep food that sheep must eat in order to grow. The sheep food is the word of God. And that is what we are being fed upon. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Sister Yojo asked me to greet all of you. It was hectic in the place yesterday. We just couldn't meet. All effort for us to meet. She ran into old dog, in fact, knowing what the way is. If we don't go at that time, it's not good to drive daytime in that road, talk less in the night. May God have mercy. She said, I should be, we spoke on phone. So we were so close, but we just couldn't meet. No. Praise God, amen. It's a big institution, and the way they do it, all the departments, they have that same thing that same day. Even their campus could not contain the cars. We met plenty cars outside the, because the place was jam-packed. Maybe along the line, they might do something, I don't know. If they split it, and I don't know when they split it, like that of you, they have a way they split it, the BSc, they have a master's, they have a PhD, they break it. I think it will be fine that way if there are no reasons for not breaking it. All of them jammed together, that place. Oh no, it was chaotic. But God saw us through. God bless you. Happy birthday to the following brother. Ireoluwa Ogumuyiwa and Philip Majeson. See, look at, see, people are no longer taking note of those during the week. I think, what do you call her again now? Oyakire who? What is the name again? Hello? Nancy. And sister, brother Omotosho. I think you change it all. So you must take notes. You make sure. I don't know how you could do it. Sir, they are supposed to inform you. Please, always tell the deacons. I beg you. I happen to know those ones because I remember what Brother Dele was reminding me of Brahmotos. A whole Brahmotos. We are letting him out. You know, an officer for that matter. I mean, in my place, they said, even if we forget a piece of meat, kise gbogbo ito eran. That's so big to be forgotten. May God help us. We are all important. We are not saying we are not important, but you see, may God help us. Amen and amen. Happy birthday, Bramotosho, Rairioluwa, Ogumuyiwa, Philip Majeson, and Nancy Oyakiri. Happy birthday. know, Brother Brown was branded as woman hater. Is that not so? Those many of the sisters that branded him so, that crossed to the other side, when the prophet crossed to see where the Lord told him, we don't want to see beyond the curtain of time, and the Lord took him by translation to the sixth dimension. Do you know what those sisters were saying? They said, our precious brother, they embrace it. They say, if you have not gone, we will not be here. When he was here, he said, he hates women. Why? Well, because he was corrected there. If he's a messenger, he has a message. You cannot be a messenger without carrying a message. What God asked him to say is what he says. And whatever he says, you can find it here. May God help us. Praise the Lord. We are going to start up to read from Romans chapter 7. Pay very good attention to this message, because it talks about you and me that by now should be in union with Christ. In union with Christ. How we should do it is spelled out in this message. Romans 7, the first 6 verses. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which had an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our member to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that be dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. Amen. You can please be seated. Praise be to God. Amen. I'm going to start somewhere anyhow, because I didn't mark precisely where we stopped. Amen. All right. The visible union of the bride of Christ. Let's begin from 65 paragraph. Paragraph 65. Now, God, he, every generation, he has a new part of his book. It all goes together. Like my body was built. I'm told it started in the spine. But was it all spine? It went from that to ribs, and from rib to lungs, and to hands, and arms, and feet, and so forth. And he come on out to be the person that I am. And so was God manifested in the beginning. And finally, he was appeared as Jehovah, God the Father. Then he appeared as God the Son, in Jesus Christ. Now he appeared as God the Holy Ghost, the same God all the time. Three manifestations of the same God. Amen. God above us, God with us when he became flesh, and God in us. Amen. You will have an idea because the Bible says, therefore, we read it what it last Sunday, 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He's created anew, different from how he was born by Papa and Mama. He's recreated. Are you following? Old, that is what made the old things are passed away. That is what made the old things that are associated with the nature, Adamic nature that we have from Papa and Mama. If you are born, just born by Papa and Mama, you are born defeated. No matter the effort you put up to live right, you can't do it. Because the nature that you are born with is a failure. You can't change it. You will lie. You will do evil. Because that's your nature. Amen. And he went further. He said, all things are passed away. He said, behold, all things have become new. There's no man that will go through this process. I don't even know that something has happened to him. But Abraham said, the very sleep second, when the Holy Ghost come inside of you, he said, you know. If there's a sleep second he comes, you will know. Like I was saying about the apostles on Sunday, Jesus called them. What the apostles knew that they were taught, the denominations there didn't know it. Because Jesus will speak parables, like Matthew we read this morning. So you go and read it to find. Jesus, they were asking Jesus, why are you speaking parables to those people? He said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. He said to them that is not given, hearing will they hear them in parable, they will never understand. I remember that is one of the scriptures my another person I used to know. He said, why did Jesus say this? That the one that have, it shall be given, and it will have abundance. The one that doesn't have, even the little he have, he will collect it and give to the people that have. He said, why? We see the scriptures must be inspired to you. What Jesus was actually saying, he was talking about election. Hello? He was talking about election. No man can come to God. Jesus said, I said, God draw him. God can hide his simplicity. And you pass him like this, you wouldn't know that it's God. Except he revealed himself to you, you will never know. When Jesus resurrected, and the two brothers that were going to Emmaus, how many of us remember them as Bible readers? They were sad. These are brethren that Jesus had told several times, I'm going to be crucified. The third day, I will rise again. They didn't remember. Even when Mary went, I was told, hey, the person you are looking for here, you are looking for the living among the dead. You know, they hear the dead was the rest. When he went and told the disciples, the Bible says, our word was like, I don't care. Why? They easily forget. But Jesus said, when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he shall do what? He shall bring to your remembrance. Oh man. All that I have taught you. You didn't remember. Jesus said, what are you people discussing? And you look sad. You look sad. What is going on? They say, you are asking this kind of question. Are you a stranger? Is this place? So you are saying you have not known what happened? Is everybody new? But they were talking to the master. The Bible said their eyes were hooded. They should not recognize him. The person they were talking of is the very one they were asking, "Are you a stranger?" "Oh, Moto Sheledini." He said, "Okay, I don't know, tell me." He said, "There was one Jesus who was vindicated and identified by God with signs and wonders and miracles." They didn't know they were talking to the very man. As they talk along, Jesus said, "Oh, fools, slow of heart to believe all that the prophet has said. This man you are talking of, is he not supposed to be treated like this?" Oh, praise God. Amen. That is why there is no religion that can start Christianity. It's not there. Except those that are destined to be lost. How can you compare Jesus to anybody else? You can't compare him to anybody else. In his actions, in his reactions, the way he was born, the life he lived, how he died, how he resurrected, he showed that he was God. 10 lepers came to him. He said, "You go." He didn't touch them. He didn't pray for them. He said, "Go. Go and give testimony to the people. Do as Moses said you should do." As they were going, they were cleansed. Just the word of mouth. Oh, praise God. Amen. We know who we believe. We are not deceived. We are traveling on the right road. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged. This is the program of God. Amen. How can you experience that in your life? I say you don't know. Something has happened to you. You will know. Brother Abraham made a statement somewhere. I think... let me confirm. He said, "Can a woman give birth?" I think he made that statement. He said, "Can a woman give birth?" I didn't know that something has happened to her. She went through stress. Even according to the word of God, who say, "I will multiply your so, because of so. No woman can give birth and say, "Doesn't know what happened." You write, you call Sister Precious. She will tell you what she went through. The word of God must be fulfilled. Praise God. Amen. How can you be delivered from hatred? Every man born of woman have hatred. You just need to bury it with him. And that's it. That's it. I used to say, may I repeat again this morning? No matter how much a woman is filled with the Holy Ghost, in the light of the word of God, a woman is meant to be led by man. Hello? That's why the prophet said, don't marry him because he's young, he's ambitious, or he has prosperity, the salaries, and he's plenty. He said, don't do that. He said, marry a genuine Holy Ghost filled man and woman. Because you can be inside the air conditioner to freeze the bed and be sweaty. Do you know why? The battle is in the mind. The prophet said, after you have known the truth about marriage and divorce, you have known the truth and you go and do contrary. He said, it is your fault. He was admonishing us. He said, when it comes to marriage, he said, be careful. He said, be very careful. He said, because it can ruin your entire life. These are the words of the prophet. He said, it can ruin your entire life. He said, make sure you marry a boy that believes as you believe. Marry a girl that believes as you believe. He didn't stop there. He said, under no circumstances should a believer marry a non-believer. May God help us. So no matter who the person is, even if it's the son of Jagabai, Know very well you will have a portion in Aso Rock. Make sure it's Holy Ghost filled. If it's not Holy Ghost filled, the prophet said, it will make hell for you on earth. And be careful, make sure you don't make hell for a daughter of God on earth. Because he will not make hell after ye. Don't make hell for her. It's not a candidate of hell. If you go to work, maybe you are coming from work. You find somebody, they say, this man that is your neighbor, slap your wife. What are you going to do? Will you say you want to fight the man? Maybe he's just assisting you in your absence. What you normally do when you are present? May God help us. I say, may God help us. So was God manifested in the beginning. And finally, it was appeared as Jehovah, God the Father. Went through that. Then he appeared as God the Son in Jesus Christ. Now it appeared as God the Holy Ghost. The same God all the time. Three manifestations of the same God. The prophet told us something. He said, in my house, I can put myself in three places. He said, I am husband to my wife. I am father to my children. I am grandfather to my grandchild. Husband, father, grandfather. He said, does that make me three persons? God above us, God with us, God in us. The same God in different dispensations. Amen. God above us, the one that made the heavens and the earth, he became flesh to do what? To die for your sins, to die for my sins. After I died for my sins, I used his blood to cleanse you and me, in now form to live in us. May God help us. It's not three gods. It's one God in three offices. The people will run to, what do you call it? Mark 16. Can you project Mark 16 to us? Is it Mark 16 or Matthew 28? Is it Mark 16? Matthew 38. I think it's Matthew 38. At the end of the Sabbath, I don't want to start from the beginning. Just go to where the pronouncement of water baptism is. Go down where it is. And Jesus told them, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Can you say amen? If all power is given to somebody in heaven and on earth, it means that there's no more power elsewhere. Is it? All means all. So if God is not sharing his power, oh man. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That is where the denominations hold. Even the way they go about it is even different from the way it is written. They say, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. It's not written like that. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. These three titles are titles of one name. And that name is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why the Bible says he has been given a name that is above all other names. That in the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow, all things in heaven, all things on earth, all things underneath the earth. That every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God, the Father. Very simple. But there are people that have ears and they cannot hear. Some people have eyes and they see not. Is it written in your Bible like that? Abi, make we go read that. Hello? Make we go read that. Okay. So if I say we should read it, talk to, what do you call it? Matthew 13 for us. Not be me talking. When Jesus said, he that have ear to hear. You think he is missing words? Okay. Matthew 13. But blessed are your eyes, for they see. Are your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. You know where I'm going. You should just hit the nail, not, oh, merciful God. You don't know where Jesus was saying. It's that same chapter. When he was saying, he said, some have eyes, they cannot see. Oh, mercy. Brother Joel, Prophet Joel, prophesy now. For these people's heart is once gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Even before you get to that conclusion. Well, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. There is a place where Jesus, that is, therefore speak to them in parables, because they see not, and hear it, they hear not, neither do they understand. It's not everybody that carry this thing, no matter how, why, how long, that can hear the things of God. They can hear noise. Oda bi o beti o ba ma pa pe afoju to ba lo sile cinema ariwo lo ma gbo. When it comes to spiritual things, it takes the elect of God, it takes the people of God to hear the things of God. I have revelation. Jesus said, upon this spiritual rock of revelation of who I am, I will build my church. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Brother Abraham, he preached openly when the denomination barricaded. God raised up the full gospel businessmen. They took him around the world seven good times with this prophetic office. Oh man, you talk about those says the Lord. He tells of thousands of times. He never failed one time. We talk about the ministry of the Son of Man, discerning the thoughts of the heart. He tells of thousands of times. He never failed one time. Around the world, several times. And yet, there are ministers that walk with him and never have the revelation of what the message is all about. You read about T.L. Osborne. You read about it. It was the wife that first went. When the wife saw what happened, he came to this. He said, come on. This thing we have been doing is a child joke. Come and see reality. The man came and saw. But when the, I don't know whether to read that. You can't say that. When he came to Ghana one time, they were asking him. So people are carrying books that have ego at the back. Who is this William R. O'Brien? He told the people, he said, that man is a prophet of God. He said, but I don't have the revelation of the message he brought. You go and read the memorial of Brother Abraham. He's the one who preached it. He said, God has crossed our path in this generation. In the man that we know to be William Mario Abraham. And yet, he doesn't have revelation of the message. So for the fact that you are called by the message, that God give you the revelation of what the message is, all the days of your life, you should be happy. You may be a beggar on the street and not be able to eat where people call it 3 square meals a day. But I don't see how square 3 is. May God help us. Lazarus was more or less like a beggar. We saw everywhere in his poverty, He was an elect of God. You will say, why did God allow him to be like that? I don't have the answer. Whatever God does is righteousness. What thing that matters is that that man has eternal life. Amen. When he called to the rich young ruler, that man died. The Bible says he heard, he opened his eyes. Lazarus, who suffered all throughout his life. Why should God do that? I don't know. But whatever he does is righteousness. And that is for his own good pleasure. And that's why the Bible says, in all things you should do what? Give thanks. You mustn't complain. So you say, why is it me? You are a complainer. You are not a believer. Believers don't complain. You take the life of Job for an example. All the children, one day, talk about his wealth one day. He was a child of God. That was the argument between God and Satan. Satan said, if I take those materials, take his children, I will cause him to cause you to your faith. God said, you can't do it. But Abraham, God has confidence in his children. Are you a child of God? God has confidence in you. Don't turn grace to disgrace. Amen. Then we all know, after all said and done, the devil couldn't achieve his purpose. Finally he came. He anointed the wife. He said, are you still living? You are still talking in your condition. Why don't you curse God and die? That it was the devil directly speaking to her. That is why the man said, you are speaking like one of these foolish women. The prophet said, Job did not call his wife foolish. He only said, you are speaking like one of those who are the foolish women. Unbelievers. That's why Christians don't talk foolishly. They don't talk anyhow. Every situation, the Holy Ghost will give you the right, that the word that fits that situation. We don't charge God foolishly. Why did you do this? You say, why is it that it's only your only child that died? Now you bring the child here. You will not be worthy. And he told me, why be called Eli and Timolon at his own time? What is your business there? May God help us. We don't try to go foolishly. No, sir. We stay by the word. When everything is fine, we praise God. When everything goes wrong, we praise God. Therefore, in all things, in every way, we praise Him. That is why we see that little song. There is a place upper fairest behind the inave. So rest, little brother, I say rest for all is well. Where God bring you to that inave, all is well. Where they brought the sticks of the people, they are dry, and they put them inside that inner bay. Before they break, that of Aaron budded. Where they put the pot of the manna that was vanishing, put it there 24 hours a day, 4 days a week, 7 days a week. Hello? 7 days a week, 4 weeks in a month. The manna was fresh. You cannot be inside the bay by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God sealed you into his kingdom. And you are sorrowful as if the whole world is against you. Even if the whole world is against you, what does it matter? If that is with God, it's with majority. I don't care whether you love me or whether you hate me, but I will inform you. You better love me. Because God has said, hallelujah. God has said, if you bless me, you are blessed. Hello? If you curse me, God said you are cursed. Hello? Let me say this too. If you turn out to be my enemy, I will possess your gate. Possessing the gate of the enemy.
How you process your gate? So we are free from all alarms. Yes, sir. He that keepeth Israel with the spiritual Israel, he that keepeth us, never sleep nor slumber. Amen. Whether we are rich, we are poor, it doesn't matter. The prophet told us we are the richest on earth. He didn't say it will make us happy. He told us. He said no matter how somebody is rich, he said when he dies, he said the children inherit the properties. Isn't this so? Our Father owns heaven and earth, and we are his children. Hello? We are heir to all that our Father has. That is why Brother Brown preached that message, possessing all things. We possess all things. We possess life, we possess peace, we possess joy, we possess... Just name those stuff that are there. We possess all of them. That is why in that chart, there's no sinner there. Chart to read. 2 Peter chapter 1, shall we talk to it? Hey, brother, bring 2 Peter chapter 1. Praise be to God. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them, are you hearing? To them that have obtained life precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, the people is addressing the title. It's not to everybody. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained. He said they themselves have obtained. And it's writing to them that have obtained life precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power. Hello. He had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. That's what we are called unto. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature. And be escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence. Add to your faith, virtue. Add to virtue, knowledge. Add to knowledge, temperance. Add to temperance, patience. Add to patience, godliness. Add to godliness, brotherly kindness. Add to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, not only being in you, they should abound. They should be increasing. They make you that you shall neither be barren nor fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if that lacketh these things is black, I cannot see afar off. And I forgot it. He was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do this thing, ye shall never fall. For as an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. You hear what Peter is saying? May God help us. We have, there's a difference between Adamic nature and divine nature. Adamic nature is a failure all round. That is why they that are in the flesh, that have that Adamic nature, they can never please God. It's not possible. You can go to school and have triple PhD, doctor of theology. You are a sinner. Because the nature you are carrying is Adamic nature. Pastor Peter Hamber is not here. There was one Catholic man, he's a professor now. He has even retired. Professor Okwilagwe, you know him. When we were in Ojo. The man who made jest of us, say you Pentecostal, is a hardened Roman Catholic man. One day he woke up in the morning, all the eyes turned yellow. They took him to the hospital, UCH. Before they attended to him, I was surprised. He sent for me, a Pastor Ahamba, to come and pray for him. I said, eh? This man say we should come and pray for him? He used to make jest of Pentecostals. Because all they do in Roman Catholics is Dominion Pobiscum. So they do. I said, okay, let's go and pray for him. So before they work on him at all, we went. We prayed for him. Do you know that he didn't receive any other treatment? He was healed by our prayer. Let me tell you one thing. Many people receive healing at their serpent seed. That did not move him a bit for Roman Catholic. Not only that, what I'm trying to bring his case is this. That night that he passed in UCH, he told us an event that happened. One big man, whether in a geo, the world denomination, they brought him to the hospital. They happened to be in the same ward. The man died before daybreak. He said, where the man was dying, he started talking. The prophet said, when a man is dying, he said, listen to what he's saying. He said, you begin to see where he is going. He said, that man was talking. He said, eh, this is where I'm coming. Ah, if it's in your friend, why call him? This is not where I'm supposed to come. But he's going to somewhere. He was a big man here, Gio. But in the book of God, his name wasn't there. May God have mercy upon us. There is nothing that this message has hidden from us. By this message, by the grace of God, we know all things that God wants us to know. When Abraham said, when a man is going, he begins to see where he's going. He said, I have witnessed where sinners are dying and they are fighting demons. He said, I have witnessed where Christians are going and they are singing the praises of God. Hello? You remember the case of Bosworth? When God Abraham heard that Bosworth was dying, he said, I drove, I almost burst my tires. All that the traffic laws permit, he said, I observed. When he got there, he said, the chariot of Israel had a horseman thereof. He said, Brother Bosworth, he said, since you become a Christian, which time was your best? Brother Bosworth said, now. He said, do you know that you are dying? He said, no. He said, I died long ago. He said, today is the day of my coronation. Oh, praise God, amen. He was not fighting demons. He was a saint. There's a difference between a sinner and a saint. Brother Abraham said, when a man is dead, two angels appear. One red one, one white one. The red one represents Satan, and the white one represents God. He said, if that man was a Christian, he said the white angel will carry him away. If he was a sinner, the red angel helped him. They know. They don't argue with each other. Praise God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, these things are real. When Paul said, he said, I'm between two opinions. To depart, to be with the Lord, which is far better. Or to be here. He said to be here is just for your sake, that the ministry will continue to be a blessing to you. Where we are going, brothers and sisters, we are not taking it for granted. We are not presuming. We are not just assuming. We are not just saying things presumptuously. These things we are saying are real. When a Christian is to go, the prophet, the Lord took him there to the sixth dimension. When he got there, he didn't want to come back. He said, the people that are there, they don't sleep. They are not tired. And they don't eat. Our God is great. How do you keep people alive? They are not tired. They don't eat. And they don't sleep. How can you explain it? May God help us. That is beyond human explanation. The prophet said, those sisters there, they were hugging him, our precious brother. Remember, the body in which he was translated there was not human body. He said he was looking at his body by the side of the woman, of his wife, on the bed. He was in another body. He didn't just put translation, but that is what it was. He said, I have never seen a vision that I have to leave my body. Brothers, we know what we're talking about. Sister, we know what we're talking about. We are not afraid. We are not afraid of death. When our time comes, we go. Until our time comes, the world that put us here, he promised to be our protection in our going out and our coming in. How many of us have seen Oluwaseun? Can you raise your hand? Let me see. If you have seen Oluwaseun, God bless you for the few that have seen him. The devil have nothing good in him. The Bible says he has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Are you following me? That's the devil for you. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil means, he means to kill our brother. But God said no. Do you know that brother? Even after the accident, he was not unconscious for 1 second. He told us, oh, for him, pay is the glass. To cut you. Head on collision. You know, examples of some people, they carry them as cops. No matter how they rush them to the hospital, they say it's dead on arrival. But the time of our brother was not a up. It is the same thing. The prophet said, okay, your time is over. He said, nothing can take you. Oh, what an assurance. Brothers and sisters, thus says the Lord, is the truth. Until God finishes with you, no matter who hates you, Oko hate your last son. He can't do not even cock on it. Oh, blessed be God. All the goodness and mercies that God have ordained to pass your way cannot be hindered. They will come to pass. Oh, glory. You say, what are you talking? Let me give you an example. When Joseph was born gifted. Hello? He was born gifted. Joseph didn't ask God for visions or dreams. God gifted Joseph from birth. Like he told us at the fivefold. You are born with it. You don't need seminary school. He said, you say, God called you to preach. You want to go to seminary. He said, you are digging your grave. That's what the prophet said. All these seminary preachers of the denominations, that's why they can't get revelation. Revelation doesn't come by theological school. Oh, hallelujah. It comes by predestination. It comes by the foreknowledge of God. Amen. Joseph had a dream. The dream was that all of you, both, including Papa, one day you come and bow before me. The brother say, not in our lifetime. Surely your author said, will never happen. No man can stop God's plan. No man can do it. They hated him. One day their father said, you go and check how it is with your brethren. Go and carry some stuff for them. When they saw him coming, they conspired. They say, this dreamer is coming. We will kill him today to see how his dream will come to pass. If it is God behind it, you will kill him. Finally, they change their mind. They have to change their mind. Hello? They have to change their mind. They sold him out. They said, "Am I the kaka? It's our blood. Let's sell him out." They sold him. Was that the end of the dreams? You can't stop God. Whatever God wants to do, he will bring it to pass. We all know the case. Finally, famine came to the world. Only Egypt was food. Until his brethren have to go and buy food. When they got there, when he saw them, he recognized all of them. We all know the story. Not to cut a long story short. The people, the person you say you never bow to, not only did they bow for Joseph, they were calling him Lord. Lord. They bow to Joseph, they bow again, and they bow again, and they bow again, calling him Lord. Every word of God must come to pass. There is going to be a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of such thing. Do you know why? It is thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord can never fail. Till tomorrow, a doctor was arguing with the prophet. He didn't know who he was arguing with. In Amos 3:7. Hello? Hello? Amos 3:7. Make we look at what God says about prophet first. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets. That is how the Bible was compiled. So people think it's ordinary people that wrote the Bible. No! They were prophets. They were dead to their opinion, to their ideas. That is why from Genesis to Revelation, it's thus says the Lord. This is the entire program of the entire art. This present art and the world to come. All the events that will take place, they are already here. There are some prophecies the prophet gave us, things he saw that are coming to pass even till today. Do you know they have made an electric car? It drives itself now. The car drives itself. You just program it. No driver there. When it gets to the traffic light, if it is stopped, it will stop. When it's to go, it will go. The prophet saw it in a vision. He told us before. But Abraham is a prophet. Amen. A prophet of God is the mouthpiece of God. We are not following a denominational preacher. We are following a vindicated prophet. Let's serve God forever. What are we saying? This is the last age. This is the last message to the last people of God on earth. Brothers, sisters, some people are trying to propagate eight messages. It doesn't fit in the scripture. My question is that if eight messages come, what is he coming to preach? But Abraham has preached the whole Bible. Hello? He has preached the whole Bible. He said when the seven seals were revealed, he said the entire Bible become a new book. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. What God has ordained must come to pass. The denomination thought they could block him because he was preaching contrary to what they believe. God abandoned the denomination. He raised up the Christian, full gospel businessmen. They were just taking him from nation to nation. And anywhere you go, he will just spread the message. Who is he looking for? The members of the bride. Hello? The people carrying him didn't know what they were doing. They think they were just establishing their chapters of full gospel business. It was more than that. God was working. Seven good times around the world. And seven is the number of completion. And he is the seventh angel. Hello? The seventh angel to the seventh church age. went around the whole world seven times. Seven. His first name, the letters there are seven. Hello? The three names, William, Marion, Abraham, seven. God doesn't make no mistake. God bless you. I say God bless you. Do you know? Brother Abraham said, hallelujah. When he was in the sixth dimension, remember, it was brethren that believed his message that were there. Hello? They were welcoming him, our precious brother. If you have not gone, we will not be here. Until one sister passed, until the Lord asked him, do you recognize her? He said no. He said, she was over 90 years when you led her to Christ. Now she's so beautiful. No old age there. In the Hallelujah Square. There be no blind man there. There be no deformity in the place. There be no gray hair in the place. I don't think we will grow beards in the place. Hello? In the Hallelujah Square. God bless you. Oh, man. I feel like flying, you know. But we will wait until the rapture. Yes, sir. Blessed be his holy name. All you got to do is to thoroughly repent. After thorough repentance and water baptism, God promised to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Once he filled you with the Holy Ghost, it's a smooth sail. There is going to be difficulties, disappointment, failures, persecution, misunderstanding, whatever it is. The peace that passes all understanding is in your soul. The joy unspeakable, full of glory. You don't have no problem with nobody. You are in the kingdom of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. I say, God bless you. But Abraham was saying something. Can I remember that message now? I can't remember it, but let me say what he was saying. He was talking about the man of Gadara. He was full of legion. That even if they bind, they will change. The Bible says it plugged them asunder. The prophet said when a man is insane, he said he has about 2 or 3 times his normal strength. He said it is the devil that increases his strength. And it came that he said, if the devil increases human strength to a point that he can break chains, he said, where God, the Holy Ghost, come in a man? He said, what do you think? Oh, brothers and sisters, there is honey on the rock. Let's keep looking, man. All is well. There is a place up a Ferris behind the inner so rest little bride, rest for all this world. Amen. I am the Lord, thy God, thy healing, all thy diseases. Do you believe that? All their diseases. That is why I believe it is no sickness that kills Christians. It is appointed time. When your time is over, you go home. But Abraham said, if God says, my time is over today, I don't want to be here tomorrow. Because there is no sickness that God cannot heal. Me that I am talking, I'm a testimony of divine healing. You were here close to 1 year and 6 months. I could not preach to you. We went to UCA. UCA still stands as the best hospital in Nigeria, though it's living in its former shadows, or what do I call it? Why? Because the experienced men, doctors, at that time, some of them have gone, some have traveled for greener pasture. The doctors, most of them you see nowadays, are those that wear tortini like this, you know, like this. You don't even, sometimes you don't have confidence in them. Somebody was telling me that that place now is called a slaughterhouse. But remember, in whichever way healing comes to you, it comes from God. No matter the disease you have, if God says you don't have to go to the hospital, you don't have to go. He died for you and me. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we were healed. But the Bible said, put your name there. Amen. Put your name there. All the tests they do. Our precious brother is right here. He was the one carrying me to UCH. All the tests they did, negative. He didn't find anything. They didn't find nothing. Hello? But God, who answers prayers. I know you were praying. Not only here. Even in US, they told me they were praying for me always. I told you how the healing came. That was answer to your prayers. We renovated that little house with some bread. They came, move out the things from the place to Daddy Sonny's house. That's where we were. As close as the place was, in most cases I couldn't come out. It was my wife, her brother with me, and other people that were supervising the place. When they finished, we moved to the house. I just came out from the room. I looked at the door to my study. I saw an eagle there. I said, no, this eagle doesn't belong here. The pillar of fire, the prophet, where the pillar of fire was on his shoulder, is what I had there. I removed the eagle, put it there. When I threw that pillar of fire, something came upon me. As from that time, hallelujah, church, I called my wife, I said, honey, something has happened. Oh man, God answers prayers in his own way. Don't stop praying. Oh man, the Bible says, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. And he said, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received, and you shall have it. It was on a Saturday. Then I called Brother Sam. I said, brother, I said, tomorrow I'm going to preach. I have not told you what happened. I said, I'm preaching tomorrow. He said, are you saying you are taking Sunday school? I said, don't worry, I will preach. He said, okay, I know what to do. I will prepare. If you start and you could not finish, I will take over from you. I said, praise God. Where we came, that Sunday, I told the Sunday school, I told the morning service, I told the evening service. I think throughout that month, I was preaching all the services. Till today, that sickness is a by God, never to surface again. Oh, brothers and sisters, only believe, for all things are possible. Amen. Look. That is why it's better not to have gifts than to have quack. There was a so-called prophet. I don't want to mention where he come from. Who says that year was my head that was going. I didn't go. I'm seeing here. When we came for crossover, when we finished, I called a brother. I said, give me the number of that prophet. He gave me the number. I wrote the prophet. Welcome him back. Welcome him to the new year. Appreciate God for all that he did for us in the past year. I didn't mention what he professed. Hello? That should have reminded him, but I don't know whether he was reminded or not. When he replied, I was very happy. Pastor, we thank God for the new year. We thank God for the year that I passed. I didn't see now. If it was Israel at that time, it would be a dead man. Listen. Though we are not Israel at that time, but Abraham made a statement. He said, if you say God says, where God had not said, he said you will go to hell for it. Is that what you said? So it's a serious thing to just open mouth and talk. May God help us. God bless you, church. Okay, let's take a few paragraphs from this message. And so was God manifested in the beginning. So he has been in God and his church. Justification. Other Luther. Sanctification. That's pulling his bride out. Now, he's creating his bride. Are you listening now? Justification. Other Luther. Sanctification. Other Wesley. And so forth. You see? The evolution of the spirit be giving more and more. Because the body is building, coming to the end, which is Christ, the body of Christ. Now, 71. Now, she as a woman, if she is married to Christ, the world, she cannot be married to a church denomination at the same time. Can we say amen? For she bound by it. She said, cannot live with both husbands at the same time. That's why I keep telling some people, today you are here, tomorrow you are a denomination. Kilo share. The prophet, the message says, come out of her. Come out of denomination. We don't hate any of them. But that is what God says. Come out means come out. It is only in this message you hear the true preaching of the gospel. Others are storytelling. Where the choir master finish all the women, where the pastor finish everybody. Bunch of hypocrites deceiving themselves. There is power to save man from sin. And that is what the true gospel gives to us. And the prophet said, we have dominion over sin. We have dominion over the flesh. We have dominion over the world. And we have dominion over Satan. Satan can no longer control you when you are filled with the Holy Ghost. That is why the Bible says, resist the devil. And he will do what? He will flee away from you. He that is in you is greater than Satan that is in the world. All the drunkards, all the smokers, all the fornicators, all the adulterers, all liars are led and deceived by Satan. But when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are free from that dirty man. God bless you, church. Glory to God. He delivers you completely from the shackles of power of the enemy. Amen. There are people that are anointed with the spirit of stealing. Except God deliver them, that spirit will kill them. Hello? Because you won't marry Kokoni, they will steal it. It's an evil spirit. Lie is an evil spirit. Fornication is an evil spirit. Adultery is an evil spirit. Lust is an evil spirit. Every evil you can think of, all unrighteousness is sin. And the devil is responsible for it. You go to school, you cheat. You get high mark. You get educated. Come to church and give glory to God in testimony. God knows how you got your certificate. Hello? It were better. It were better you get evil faith. We know that you went to university, you fail. When you come out, that to spy. I get higher mark, higher grade, first class, second class, upper. So. When you know, within your conscience, you know you stole that something. That's why something, when they employ the company, they can't perform. Some of the women, they use their body for mark. They will see junior lecturer, higher lecturer, highest and lecturer, until they see the rector or whosoever with their body. Before they come out from university, Bangolo, may God help us. Why? Because of meal ticket. Meal ticket. As we are saying what we are saying, it is not applicable to everybody. If you are a child of God, you will go. We have seen crises where the people went through all those areas and come out as veggies. It depends on what you want to be. The prophet said, it is your choice. He said you can choose to live right, and you can also choose to live wrong. It is a choice. Remember, whatever choice you make, there is a reward. There is a reward. You can hide from everybody, but you can't hide from God. He sees you. He knows you, including the thoughts of your heart, how you plan, whatever you do. Instead of you tell the people at home, I'm going to money, you end up in a molete. You think you are deceiving God? No. The prophet said the record that is open for you at your bed, that will be dormant until you hit the age of accountability, it will begin to play. Every lie you told, every meat you steal from mama's soup, when mama no day, you go and stay in the toilet. Mama will follow your own, you are going to chew meat there. God sees all those. Mama may not see. Daddy may not see. Nobody may see. But there is somebody who sees. And that is the very person with whom we have to do. You can see how unwise you are. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things shall be added unto you. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen. And the prophet said, that record, we keep playing. You are clever. You told your wife, I have somebody to see in Lagos. Whereas you have rented a hotel, put a careless woman in there. You just maneuver yourself. You disguise yourself. You enter into the hotel. Say, nobody sees you. The person with whom you have to do is looking at you. Whether in your life you are accelerated to the position of the president. If you do not give your life to Christ and you live for 100 years, right from age 13 to 100 years, all the pranks that you played, all the lies that you told, all the judgment that you turned opposite, everything is recorded. And the prophet said, there be no argument on that day. He said, when they call Mr. Labaja, there is a screen. They just carry your record, slip it in. You just see yourself acting. When you are telling your wife, I'm going to Lagos, you see when you do it. When you maneuver a title that hotel, you see yourself. Everything you do. But I've heard says of people, we get a date with their neighbor's wife, they are rejoicing. He said, you are digging your grave. Your sin will find you out. May our sins go before us. Those who sins will follow. Now no go area. May God help us. We will soon close. Hallelujah. But along the line, if you are a seed of God and you were converted, no matter all that you have done, even at your dying bed, just like the thief of the right, everybody was against Christ. He was the only one who spoke the opposite. until the second, the co-criminal. He said, if you say you are son of God, save us now. Save us. Oh, she, the other one says, you know the fear God. We are criminals and we are suffering for our crimes. This man is an innocent man. Even the one that judged him say, if I know fault in him, are you not afraid? Don't you fear God? He disturbed them. He said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus immediately, he said, today, thou will be with me in paradise. That was his last chance. But Abraham said, God does not, he will never lose one of his children. He said, if he does, he will not be complete. If you are a child of God, relax. All is well. God will meet you at the point of need. Amen. When I was an unbeliever, nobody believed I could ever be a Christian. I have a nickname I was carrying at that time. 007. License to kill. I'm telling you. If I tell you my life, oh my, there is something about salvation. God bless you. There is no sin. The violent sinner, Jesus will save. As long as it is part of that. You remember the woman of Samaria? We talked about her last Sunday. He was a prostitute. He jumped from man to man. Though he said, hey, you are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. The prophet said, our intention was to jump on Jesus. This will be the next victim. Especially when Jesus started talking and all that, like, go and bring your husband. I said, I don't have a husband. He said, hey, that's it to my toe now. That's it to your toe. Say, I don't have a husband. Say, hey, what you say is true. You have five. The 61 you are living with. You'll be jumping from man to me. Think I don't know you. He said, I perceive you are a prophet. Because he was a seed of God. Why did he say, I perceive you are a Beelzebub? All the religious people in the, what do you call it, Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, Sadducees, so they call him Beelzebub, they call him bomb bastard, but a prostitute with the seed of God in her. He said, I perceive you are a prophet. We have been told, if the Messiah comes, he will do this. Who are you? He said, I that am speaking to you. In very rare occasions, when Jesus said that, he said, I am the very Messiah. The woman forget her water pot. She ran to the town. She has had an experience. Her life has been changed. All the foolishness is over. Right to the man, say, hey, gentlemen, you can get that here. Something is happening. Make you not come. Oh, there is one man. He has told me everything I've done in my life. Is this not the Messiah? Make you not come see. Ordinarily, he can't follow women, talk less or talking to men. He brought them to Jesus. After they had Jesus, they faced the woman. They said, though you invited us, it's not because of you we believe, but we have had the man by ourselves. Are you a seed of God? You will never doubt till you are converted. Blessed be God. That's one of the assurance the message gave to you and me. It's a confirmation of what Jesus said. Jesus said, all that my Father had given to me, past tense, all, he did say some of them, all means all. He said they will come. He said when they come, he said no man can pluck them out of my hands. But because the Father that gave them to me is mightier than all. He's mighty to save and mighty to keep. It will keep us from falling. We cannot fall. Every sin that we face, we will overcome. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. When we cross to the other side and we are testifying about the goodness and mercies of God, angels will be there, dumbfounded. They don't know what we are talking about. Hallelujah. When we be talking the stories of redemption, how we were redeemed, how we were delivered, how we were set free, how God has answered prayer, how He protected our going out and coming in, how He took all diseases and sicknesses away from us, when we have a lot to say. Amen. God bless you. The angels will be surprised. Kilarabi is so. Because they were never funny. They don't know the story of redemption. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Love one another as Christ has loved you, as they gave His life unto you. You know, it's 2 Peter chapter 2, 1 rather, that we read. He will say, add this, add to this. The prophet said, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, they all shall automatically be added. It's like the teaching of the prophet that said, God said, I think a man see where to it, certainly. Was it on Sunday evening? I think he still passed that way also. Yes, I think so. God said, He will take away your stony heart. Every man born of woman has stony heart. Hello? You can't help it. God said He will take it away. He will give you a new spirit. Hello? After taking the stony heart away, give the heart of flesh. He give you a new spirit. Then He put spirit on it. Brother Brown said, all of them can be done at once. The sons of that woman are at it right. They were making jest of Brother Abraham and their mother. And when the anointing, which the prophet called super anointing, came upon him, he said that his house spirits were created. That powerful anointing. The prophet said, let the school come from so place. It was His word that created that school. Oh, blessed be God forever. And while the prophet was talking about the supernatural, the manifestations of God in this end time, Sister Atiraj said, that is nothing but the truth. She said the right thing. And the super anointing came down. And he told the prophet, the Lord asked her, say whatever she wants. Give it to her. Remember, she was a widow, working hard to feed the two boys. The prophet said, if the woman has asked for dollars, put yourself in the position of that woman. What would you have asked? Dollars? Hello? Is it dollars? They would have filled your room. Money you can never spend finish. Before you die. Hello? But the woman was a spiritual woman. She knows that if she asks for money, the money will come. Even if she didn't finish spending it before she died, the money will be there. It has a beginning. It will have an end. We didn't bring money here. We are not going to spend money there. Are you following me? Being a spiritual woman. She started weeping. She said, Brother B, what should I ask? Brother Brown said, this is Edith Wright, crippled. He said, if you want her healing, she will walk out of that wheelchair in your presence now. Say, whatever you ask. He said, Brother B, the most important thing in my heart is the salvation of my two boys. The prophet said, I give you your two boys in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost came upon the children. Right from where they were making jest, they ran and fell across the feet of their mother and repented and sanctified and received the Holy Ghost at the same time, right there. There is nothing our God cannot do. When we read about God in the Bible, it looks as if the world we are serving is different from that one. It's the same God, though. When they starve the lions, they say, we must put Daniel there. What was Daniel's offense? Be loyal to God. That is how persecution comes. Be loyal to God. They start the riots. They say they know. Anything they throw, they will divide it in the air before it reaches God. When Daniel was told that, the God that Daniel stood for went inside before Daniel as a pillar of fire. At the end, they fear fire. They just look at Daniel behind the pillar of fire. They can't hear him. If God protects you, you are protected. You believe it? You are protected. If he protects, I know of a brother that is in this place. One time, I go back to their bank where they work. I think in Edo State, they shot that brother. The gun didn't answer. I'm telling you, a gun with life ammunition. No, so Russia Kabula to my faith. Which, what do you call it? Live bullets. They fire in a pump. You believe? Where the prophet was, so he would have killed those boys. Do you know what happened? The God refused to fire. That is the God we serve. Today, when people are talking about what do they, how do they put it to? They say, where they put it to superpower or whatever power. Power before God? What are you depending upon? Your weapons? God can stick all your weapons with tongue water. All your jet plane, all your bomb, all your whatever with tongue water. All the place you store the weapons, just see water flowing. That is our God by the spoken word. He laid the foundation of this earth by the spoken word. The mighty ocean you see, endless ocean, but the spoken word he gathered it. That is the God we serve. Omo ba ba le ni se ni pa igbagbo ninu Jesu. Se bi ba ba mi lo ni le emi amami ki mayo. Fa la la. Not even our Father owns heaven and earth. There is nobody we fear. We don't fear Satan. We don't fear demons. We don't fear nothing. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear God and not man. Blessed be God forever. What will man do for us? Oh man. All power in heaven and in earth is at his disposal. Brothers and sisters, fear him. He said, don't fear a man that can kill the body, that doesn't know what happened to the soul. He said, we tell you who to fear. The one that will kill the body and have power to condemn the soul, put him in the lake of fire. He said, I say unto you, fear him. God bless you. If you fear God, you will break into people's homes to steal their property. If you fear God, you will not steal people's home. If you fear God. But unfortunately, if I put it that way, everyone will go back to where they come from. Can you say amen? When Jesus called Judas, he said, have I not chosen you 12? Who asked Jesus questions? Who asked him questions? He said, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. He just stopped there to see the way God works. Jesus knew very well that Judas is a thief. He made him the treasurer. All the money that comes to church and he pocketed, he entered. Only. God was looking at him as if he doesn't know. He came from somewhere. He must go back to where he come from. There is no habit that God cannot destroy. But if you are carrying a habit, you find that prayer doesn't solve it. Be careful. I said be careful. You might be a serpent seed. I'm sorry to say. But don't forget. The prophet said, until the breath of life leaves a man, he said, don't lose hope. We are not losing hope on you. We are still praying for you. Hello? Hello? Everybody sleeping. What is going on here? Hey, wake up! Wake up! God bless you. Judas! Where the hell? Do you know that woman? A prostitute. That which means no matter who you are, your own case may be worse than mine. If a seed of God is there, God will catch up with you. The woman that came, the way God was. Look at Simon the leper. He invited Jesus. Not that he loved Jesus. He invited him to make mockery of him. Do you know that? Jesus, he answered all his, he keep all his appointments. He promised to go. He knew the man that was inviting. Not only that, he also knew that that woman will receive salvation that day. You can't beat God. When he got there, and Simon and his group, where you see a group of people, this one our class in the church of God. We are all God sinners. If you are ever going to be saved by the grace of God, no class here. From the pulpit to the pews, we are all one. No big man among us. The only big man among us is the one we worship, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hello. God bless you. That woman was a prostitute. And the people started making jests. That's what they invited him for. Where the prostitute, how she got there, only God knows. But she got there. She was washing the feet of Jesus Christ with tears of repentance. And the man that invited him never asked him for forgiveness of sins. He was mocking. He said, what is up with Wolini? Can you Wolini? Atimo, pe woman, pe Ashawuni. He was up with Ashawu. But the book of God is a daughter of God. They were making mockery. Jesus was quiet. When she finished, Jesus didn't address the woman right away. When she finished, you say, I, Jesus, here. He knows all things. Your thoughts, he knows. That's what the prophet said. Your thoughts speak louder in heaven than your words. Amen. Then he says, Simon. He said, I've got a question for you. He said, ask on, Master. It's okay. There were two people that owed their master money. One, plenty. The other one, not was as plenty. But when they were four, both forgiven. Who do you think will love the master more? He said, I believe that the one that is owed was plenty. He said, you're a good judge. You're a good judge. By your judgment, woman, your sins that are plenty as a prostitute are forgiving you. But Simon, you that is claiming self-righteousness, nothing was given to him. Olo permitted. Olo invited Jesus. Somebody came and received salvation. In very self, God died. His leprosy, do you know, was not cleansed. Hello? His leprosy was not cleansed. May God help us. I say, may God help us. I rejoice with you, being a son of God, being a daughter of God. I rejoice with you. Whether the devil like it, he doesn't like it. Our final dwelling place is the four square city. We will be there, whether the devil like it or not. And not only that, we will live for one day. Nobody has lived for one day since the beginning of the creation because of sin. Methuselah was close to it, but he didn't make it. One day with the Lord is 1,000 years. We will live 1,000 years here on earth. We will build houses and live in there. Hello. Oh, blessed be God forever. All those promises are wonderful and glorious. This is a vile body that easily falls tired. We shall be changed. Our body shall be like his own. No more tiredness, no more weakness. Somebody was making jest somewhere. He said the day that God invited all the animals and commanded them to obey human beings. He said, was mosquito in attendance? Because mosquito doesn't respect man. Take your barrier, your salon. Is that not so? Even lion. If lion see you, he go pick race. But mosquito, our baby too. He will come to right in your bedroom. He doesn't fear man. There'll be no mosquito over there. So you that always carry malaria parasite, you'll be free in that place. God bless you. I say God bless you. See you in the rapture. Blessed be God forever. It will be wonderful. It will be wonderful. We will recognize each other. Yes. Brother. Blessed be his holy name. Let me tell you one thing. Somebody wanted to hit my head and brother's hand together. The person called me, saying, you are supposed to be the pastor of the church. Brother Sam is the one controlling the church. I just smiled. Not even in this country. In America, far away. I know what the man was talking about. I just smiled. Be me a bad sanity. I have passed that stage. God bless you. I passed that stage. Somebody have asked me, how are you doing it? You have many ministers together in the same church. I said they are filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't teach a man that is filled with the Holy Ghost how to live. God will teach him. You can't teach a man filled with the Holy Ghost to love his wife. He will love his wife. He can't help it. Because the Holy Ghost is the one that wrote the Bible and gave instruction to man as related to the wife, to the woman as related to the husband, to the children as related to the parents as related to the children. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the same Holy Ghost that set the church in order. The Holy Ghost set the church in order. Are you following me? There is something I would have said. I think I could see. I can still say it. Every child of God, no child of God is stingy. Hello. Kosomo Olorun to la wo. They can give up their last penny. But the church has been set in order. You that talk about caring for the flock. Do you know the church is set in order? How the flock should be cared for. Why was the deacons placed in the church? Was it not because of those things? The apostle said, we will not leave the word of God as have the tables. We will still not serve tables today. We will stay with the word. The deacons are there. You have a need, lead them. Discuss with them. They believe the message. They know what the message says. They are instructed on how to go about it. For your information, the pastor is not the one to cater for your needs. Are you hearing me? May God help you. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost will guide you. As regards how he said the church in order. That is why you people, that when the deacon correct your child, you pick quarrel with the deacon. You are not spiritual. The deacon is helping you to to build your child, and you pick offense. Let me give you a testimony. In this assembly, it's only I don't want to mention it. I know of a sister who can't talk to her children. To talk to her children, she pick offense. But for your information, what happened? Today, both of those children are not in the message. Let me stop there. I could go further on that. Look, whatever you do, parents, don't compromise. Don't you compromise. Look, see, we find you out. You don't even know how long you can live. We have seen cases where children go before their parents. We have seen cases where parents go, which is the desire of every child. But God desires, he has a final say on those things. But what I am saying is this. If your children are not walking upright, don't compromise. Don't do it. Because finally, it will backfire. There used to be a slogan those days. We won't know the Lola. We won't know the Lola. All the parts of the Amomo. But let off Amomo. We walk. You travel, you go through a kitchen. You see some of the upstairs with all down. It will come down. Make sure your business is clean. Whatever you use your business to buy, if it is Gadia Kuri Kuri, God will bless it. Hello. I said it before, I want to repeat. Don't do crooked business. I bring it tight here. God will not bless you. So continue. Ebio Pawao Alema yo. Don't bring any money here as tax. Oh, what about you? Don't make a cooking business. It's not a clean business. Don't bring the tithe. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Let me tell you one thing. God has to help you. Because he gives every one of us conscience. You have conscience. I said it was in the Sunday school. If your heart condemn you not, that is when you have confidence towards God. If you are doing what is wrong, the whole world may not know, but your heart will condemn you. Your heart will condemn you. Even if we want to pray, Satan will tell you, hey, sister or brother, it will remind you. God is greater and he knows all things. Hello. Whatever you will become in life that God has ordained, you will not come short of it. Don't join the bad guy to do evil. I thank God for Brother Daniel in Abeokuta. That was the sermon I was preaching to him all the time. I said, hey, you will be surrounded with temptations. You see, he told me of one guy who was coming to him to beg for Gary. He said, the boy has entered into money. He says, you see, the flashy car is riding. I said, brother, don't imitate that. Oh, Gigi. We don't want it. But Abraham, the message, investment, God bless you. He said, get rich overnight money. He said, don't do it. Are you following me? Except it is righteousness. When that money comes to you, whether small or big, you will enjoy it with appreciation and thanksgiving unto God. Are you following me? Don't do it. You cause your people to weep and you are rejoicing. Don't do it. Because the all-seer is watching you. And sometimes, when people enter into bad habits, except God help them, they can't come out. Because they have tasted the sweetness of quick money. Don't leave it. It's a problem. Say, what are you saying? This is what I'm saying. Evans. How many of you heard about Evans, that international perfect kidnapper? He made a lot of money. He should have stopped it and live a normal life. But he will never stop it. Anyway, for quick money. Finally, he has to pay the price. We are talking about man now. Let narrow it down to God. Amen. You go and buy a car. God knows you stole the money. You stole the money from somebody. Somebody worked for it, and you stole the money by hook or by crook. When you are riding it, your conscience will never be free. Because it will always remind you, you know where the source of this thing comes from. If your heart condemns you, you don't have confidence towards God. Of course, you cannot have the Holy Ghost and be doing crooked business. And because you don't have Holy Ghost, you are doing crooked business. How will you ever settle down to ask God for Holy Ghost? How will you do it? Do you know your full obedience to every word of God is what entitled you to the token? Do you know it? Do you know what the prophet told Eli? Do you know the prophet had to call the attorney? He didn't call him or he went there. He went there. The man who stole his money, can you go to him? Hello? That is how some of fearless women will go to her. They will enter, carry their ring, which is a token, that the covenant they made will always be kept. They take that token in their hand, go to another man's house, open their body for another man to live with them. That's your body. You will throw here and there. How will you tell your husband? Some of them will never be able to tell their husband. And the prophet said, it is not God you sin against. You sin against your marriage vow. If you don't tell your husband, you will go to hell with that thing. The prophet said, God will never forgive you until you rightly make it right. Therefore, don't do it too. You, your sister, you say, I'm young. That's okay, they be moving. Oh, that's okay, okay. Because a man is coming for you. In this message, before a man will engage you, you will confess all your life to him. So, by the way, Anima Shaunye, in your school, you know all the lecturers, all the workers, your co students, everyone knows you. If you are going to marry, you must tell all that you did to that man. Otherwise, you say, Nini, suffer. A man suffer. Your marriage will be love in the sight of God. Period. You have to make a choice. The choice is yours. May God help us. The prophet said, God created you beautiful. Sister, he said, give that beauty to Jesus very fast. He said, before Satan anoint it. He said, Satan anointed, you take plenty men to hell. Of course, you can't be an evangelist of Satan and go to heaven. Because your converts are somewhere. You will go and meet them. You want to convert one. You converted them. They'll be looking at their evangelists in the same place. May God deliver us from all evil. Amen. Brothers and sisters, don't choose another thing beside Christ. If they put Christ down, what? If they put Christ down, say between Christ and your husband, choose. If you have a second thought, you are not a believer. Choose Christ. The same thing. If they put all the money in the old world down, they say, choose between this money and Christ. Choose Christ. You remember the case of Moses? He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Do you know why? The Bible says he chose. Which scripture is that? He chose to be identified. Yeah, instead of enjoy the I think it's Hebrews chapter 11. Let's see what Moses did. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Pleasures of sin is for a season. Money is for a season. Materials are for seasons. But eternal life, it has no beginning. It has no end. Brothers and sisters, run away from unrighteousness. Every unrighteousness is sin. And you can't choose God and choose Satan at the same time. That is why the Bible says, unto whom you yield your members to obey. That is whosoever you are. May we not be found to be servants of the devil. May God help us. Yes, our time to close has come. May God help us. God is real, and the kingdom is real. Do you know spiritually now? Because we have received the Holy Ghost, we are in the kingdom of God. It's a spiritual kingdom right now. We are enjoying the peace of God that passes all understanding. We are enjoying the joy of God unspeakable, full of glory. God is our Father. We are in that kingdom right now. We are serving God in the spirit and in truth. God bless you, church. God bless you. Any material thing you have can be taken away from you. Things can take it. Fire can burn out. Anything can happen. You can have accident, the car is right off. Thieves can steal it. But eternal life, nothing can take it from you. God bless you. I say God bless you. Do you know that song? Where the darkness I see, it will be waiting for me. I will have to cross Jordan. Hallelujah. I will have to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died on my sister at home. Yes, when the darkness I see, it will be waiting for me. I will have to cross Jordan. Oh, when I go to the river, no. your request in your heart. And whatever is your request, just signify by the raising up of your hand unto God. Our Father and our God, the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, greater love and no man than this, that a man love his friends, and he gave his life unto them. You were talking about us. You say you will no longer call us servants, because servants does not know what his Lord is doing. You said everything that you have heard from the Father, you have told us. Our Father and our God. Your prophet said you did not die because you were short of blood. He said you died because of the grief you have in your heart, or what happened to you, our Master. It was because of us you went to Calvary. Today we are the beneficiaries of Calvary. You said that was where the sin question was settled once and for all. And your word said, the worshiper was pushed, no longer have the desire for sin. Oh, Master, that is where the backbone of Satan was broken. His power was rendered useless. There, once again, man and God embrace again. Man come again into the full submission unto his Maker. No wonder your word says, they that are led by the Holy Ghost are your sons and your daughters. Father, we thank you for Calvary. We will never forget Calvary. Your hands, the hands of your children are up. Whatever you have purchased for us, all the redemptive blessings at Calvary, Master, you purchased them for us to believe, to receive them, to enjoy them all the days of our lives. May we never come short of any law. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Some of your children are on the altar. You know what brought them here? Lord Jesus, is unto you the King, you who knows the thoughts of the heart. Decide their needs, address their needs in the name of Jesus. Anywhere there is sickness in this audience, wherever it is in the hunger, inside, the large intestine, the small intestine, Lord, the lungs, Lord, the two kidneys, the liver, the womb, you talk about the heart, anywhere any infection is, in the name of our Master and our Savior, our Kinsman Redeemer, we command that you leave God's people alone. Come out of God's people, may they be free and hail and hearty, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who said in your name, we will cast out devils. Wherever devils are here, found. Devils of stealing. Devils of stubbornness. Devils of whatever kind. We charge you by the authority given to us by our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that have power both in heaven and in earth. Leave the people of God alone. Go and come back no more. In the name of Jesus Christ. May you hide all of us under the blood, where the enemy can do us no harm. Let it be so, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. As many, Master, as I know you are filled with the Holy Ghost, this hour is right. Lord, may you fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. May you put the devil to shame in our going out and coming in our business. Lord, to the student in the academics, Lord, to the workers, anything you are giving unto us as a means of livelihood, may your blessing be upon it, Lord. Thank you, Father. If there be any of us doing any crooked job, it might be fetching billions every day. Father, may you touch such a one. that they repent and put a stop, because sin shall find them out. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name for granting these petitions. When we dismiss the food you are giving unto us for nourishment of our bodies, thank you for the provisions. Bless and sanctify the same for nourishment of our bodies. Thank you, our Father. We love you because you first of all loved us. May your name be praised, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Shall we rise up? Oh, glory be.